Proponents of the tax say the revenue could be used for dealing with the refinery's environmental and health impacts on the community. Richmond Vice Mayor Claudia Jimenez spoke before the vote.
It just makes sense that the one who contaminates, the ones who just do a lot of mess, pay for that. Pay for the ability to refine and pollute the air, pollute the water, pollute the land, and pay for that.
But opponents argue that Chevron has made progress on the environmental front, reducing refinery emissions by 80% in recent decades. They also argue that the tax could force Chevron to reduce its operations and reduce jobs. Chevron employee Jason Christensen spoke during public comment.
It's clear that this tax would make it prohibitively expensive to operate. And listening to the discussion here tonight, it's clear that the real motivation behind this tax is a backdoor way of closing the refinery doors. With the city has already on a budget problem and receives a large fraction of your total budget from one of the few remaining manufacturing facilities.
Carrie Guerin is an attorney with Communities for a Better Environment. She says the health harms offset the economic boost from the refinery.
Richmond's asthma rate is in the 90th percentile for California communities, and it gets worse the closer you get to the refinery.
The Bay Area Air Quality Management District estimates that each year between 5 and 11 people die prematurely in Richmond because of emissions from the refinery. Again, Carrie Guerin.
We want to see the city succeed. We want to see a thriving economy. And one that's regenerative and restorative and protects the health and well-being of all folks. And that includes folks who currently work at the refinery. It's not a safe place for people to work now.
In a statement, Chevron called the tax punitive and a proposal pushed by activist groups and their allies on the city council. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.